Bayom Dakacha, page Kufayin Tes. We're learning about the Mahal of the Derech Baal Shem, Talmid Baal Shem, how instead of facing a Nisayin with a sense of dread and Yeyush, but to see it instead as we were learning last week, as a Hizdamnus, as an opportunity for a person, for each one of us to be able to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu our ne'amonis, our loyalty, our faithfulness, and to be able to be among those who are Oyhavi Hashem Sinura. Oyhavi Hashem Sinura. And to have a strong positive attitude, to be misgaber, and to face the Nisayin with optimism and determination. And Kufayin Tes, the last words on those pages, Machshavas Ke'elu, these types of thoughts, nice koyach v'cheshek b'hisgabrus. Give a person a koyach and cheshek to be misgaber. Kiyoza hisgabrus nasis mitayach matara. The hisgabrus is with the objective of the goal. It's not just that I shouldn't fail, but rather l'hatzliach b'ne'amonis l'hashemizbach, that I should be zeicha to use this as an opportunity to show myself and to show Hashem that I'm an Ish Ne'eman, that I'm somebody who's faithful to Him, that I'm loyal to Him. L'samech also, that I have an opportunity to give him nachas, to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu nachas. Look at the Reish Tzadik Zayin, footnote Reish Tzadik Zayin, to where we're up to. In order for a person to be matzliach and avodas Hashem at a time of nisayin, shebam koyach haseichel, haskel seichel, koyach hahargasha shalodim nachloshim. Of course, the greatest problem is that all the things that we're learning, they're all very effective, they're all very true, but good thoughts and good feelings, but the problem is that at the time of Nisayin, as we learned earlier, at the time of Nisayin, a person often loses his mind and loses control over his hergeshim, his emotions. Shem kercha haskel v'kercha hagosha shalod nechloshim. The seichel becomes very weak at the time of Nisayin. The seichel becomes very weak, and the hargoshes and the emotions become very, very confusing. I feel miskasim lagamrei, and sometimes they become entirely concealed, entirely covered. To think rationally, to be in a good place at a time of these signs is very hard. And all the person can feel at that moment is the overwhelming Nisayin, the strength of Nisayin, what it seems to be the invincibility of that Nisayin, of that taiva. So if a person's seichel is not strong at that time, or the seichel is missing, and even the regular emotions are in a difficult place, so what's left? So the answer is, they meet this on the cross, Netzach, Hoyd, and Yisayin. So at a time of that taiva, at a time of the Nisayin, there's a weakness in Chachma, Bina, Das, Chesed, Vura, and Tiferes, the spheres of the intellect and of the emotions. At the moment of the taiva, at the moment of the Nisayin, those midas, those spheres, those midas in the person are not doing well. at the time of the Taiva. V'chol zois, we have the lower spheres, the lower midas of Netzach, Hoyd, and Yesod that can rescue the person and can still be accessed in a clear and strong way to save the person. In Yonah Shel Midas HaNetzach Hu, the inyan of the Midah of Netzach, of Tshuos HaMahisa LeNetzach, is Akshonis, next page, V'Azaz Dikdusha. Netzach, the Midah of Netzach, of Nitzuach, of Netzach, is Azaz, it's an Akshonis, for stubbornness, and Azaz, a certain brazenness, and a chutzpah, and Akshonis. V'Azaz Dikdusha, Lis Akesh, Las, this is Rotzon Hashem Yisbarach, that even at that point, where the higher madregas of the seichel and of the hergeshim, of those higher midas of Chabad and then Chagas, Chochma Bina Das and Chesed Gvura Teferes, are not helping him because of the confusion, because of the power of the taiva, still. The midas that a Jew has of Netzach, Hoyd, and Yesod, this Akesh, to muster up together, to bring together a certain Azaz, a certain Akshonis, a stubbornness. Lasis is Rotzon Hashem Yisbarach, to do what's right, the Rotzon of Hashem, Gam Kishiyesh Nisayim, despite this Nisayim. And even though he's rationalizing it, and even though his mida of chesed is pulling him dafke in the wrong way, he's able to come to this place of netzach, lenatzeach, and az the kedusha, and akshonis. V'gam kesher magish chayshach. Even though the seichel is dark and the emotions are dark, when the yetzahara is pulling the person to do this wrong thing, a person has to strengthen himself. I'm misakish, I'm stubborn to be faithful, to be loyal to Hashem, b'chol matzav. Whatever the matzav is, despite everything, I'm going to be faithful to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a mysterious karach that a Jew has. We know, there are stories that we've had over the years of people who otherwise had no shaychus to Torah mitzvahs. Shas Maisa were able to say, Ani Yehudi. We'll see that, we'll talk about that, that there's an Eitzah from the Tzaddikim to say, Shas Hanisayin, to say a few times, Ani Yehudi, Chnayid, I'm a Jew, and to be Menatzayah. B'chol Matzav. And also, there's the midah of hoyd. She'inyana hoyda al ha'emes, she'akol za Hashem Yisbarach. And on the most basic level, hoyd means to acknowledge to acknowledge the truth. Like when we say Moide Menachna Lach. Moide Menachna Lach, the Baal Tanya explains, means like when there are two people who are having a disagreement, Reuven and Shimon, and back and forth until finally one of them is Moide, one of them concedes. So on a very basic level, the Midah of Hoyd is that concession, is that acknowledgement that it's you, it's not me. It's the midah of heart. Shinyana haidah al ha'emes, shahakol zeh Hashem Yisbarach. And the haidah al ha'emes is shahakol zeh Hashem Yisbarach. That the truth is, everything is Hashem Yisbarach. It's a nice and karech b'zmanei chulsha. That machshava and speaking and saying these words, which we'll talk about in a minute, the karech of dibur at a time of nisayin. Nice and karech b'zmanei chulsha. Give strength at a time of weakness. Shayetze mitzayer taivas. Loim lo, lo. That when the yetzahar is busy with a particular taiva of that moment, all of the tsiyurim and all of the prote protem of what that taiva is going to, of what the imagination tells you that taiva is going to do for you, that a person is able to say, lo, no. Ken yodeh sha'emes v'hataiv nimtzoy ma'akeh tzal shemes v'achayit means, because I'm maida here doesn't mean thank. It means I surrender. I give up. I surrender. Not to the taiva. I surrender to the truth. I give myself over to the truth. That's hoid. She'emes ha'taiv nimtzoy ma'akeh tzal shemes v'achayit. That this is not going to make my life better if I give in to this taiva. And that the truth is that the only way that my life can be meaningful is by acknowledging the truth and surrendering to the reality of Hashem Yisbarach, that He's everything. And that this is an opportunity to show that to Him, that He's everything in my life. Val yidei ha-netzach shul koach ha-nitzachen. And through Netzach, which is the Korach of Nitzach and of victory, the Hilochim ben Amon is the fight, the loyalty. But Azaz, and Akshonas, and Stubbornness, Laman Rots, and Hashem is Bar, the Yachad im Ahoid, combined with the Mid of Hod, Shuha Akarish Akol, Hashem is Bar Haiza, which is that Hakar, that recognition, and surrendering to that truth. That everything is Hashem. And this came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the whole tachlis of being in this world is to be able to believe that within this dimion of the yeshus of this world, there's the ayin of the infinite one himself. And any dimion that I have of pleasure that I'm going to get from this taiva is an itzaytziv elokus that was sent to me to be megala, to reveal in this world davka through this nisayin, the mitzias of that ayin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vein toiv mi belado, and there's no toiv. There is no toiv. This taiva is telling me this is toiv. This is good. This is good. That's sheker. This is not good. There's ain toiv. There's no toiv except for HaKadosh Baruch. Then yesliach bez Hashem. The person has the tools to be masliach. Lamad bin Emanus bris hayisayt. To stay intact and faithful to the bris of that covenant, of that bris with the Kadosh Baruch, which is the mid of Yisayt, ki Yisayt in Yana, the Kasha called Dovah L'Sharasha, the mid of Yisayt, as we've learned at length in the Bu Yosef Atzadik, is the Kasha called Dovah L'Sharasha, was to attach everything to its Shairish. The Kasha called Dovah L'Sharasha, Nashem Yisbarach. And the ikur is to connect oneself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the Hennes Rakmi or Hashem is Baruch, that all of one's tanig, one's pleasure, is that relationship with Hashem is Baruch, and doing what's right. Mizegam kasher ena margish hargoshes. And it's even though you're emotionally, at that moment, you're emotionally dead. You don't have any feeling of ahava for Hashem at that moment. You're not excited about being about the Torah mitzvahs at that moment. El rak mi toich nemonus bekar hazichren hadavekis shahisa. But with the midas of Netzach Had Yisod, a person can remain faithful because of his memory, because of that connection. Shahisav Dveikus, that of his whole, of who he is in his whole life, to try to be somebody who's Dovuk to Hashem, and not to lose that over some silliness. Hakara Shezu Hamas, and the Hakara, the recognition, and the ability to surrender to the truth, despite the fact that at that moment it's very hard to do that. The top of Kuf Pei, Dveikus. Eitz Niflo Yesh, Ligbar L'Soyrus HaTayvus. There's a tremendous Eitzah of how to be Misgavra Alasaris HaTayvus. Vihi Shakashim Misereris HaTayvur Yidabik Babara Dveikus Chazakim Ma'ay. That Davke, at the moment of the service of that taiva, even though it seems counterintuitive, but Davke at that moment to be misdabik Takarish Baruch Hu with Dveikus Chazaka Ma'ayit. The Kol Yehudi Yesh Bekoch LeDavik V'Hashem Es Baruch Lefachis the Zman Kotzer, because everybody has the ability to be misdabik to Hashem for a moment or two. Okay. Great people are able to live in a state of dveikus. Every moment of their lives, they're in a state of dveikus. But even regular people, can be misdabik for a moment or two, and that's all that it takes. Ritzorach shahad dveikus tia ba'om apnimi. But the dveikus has to be with all of your strength. To the point that for that moment the person is able to be in another place, is able to leave the world that he was in a moment ago. That's at that moment that world seems to be taking over his life. And he's able to leave that. Ad shi'egi l'masu sh'sheichach l'regem ha'kol. He's able to forget everything. He's able to go to a different place. And I was talking this to, I have this chus there's a wonderful person who I work out with twice a week. Used to be more of a serious, vigorous type of a workout. As I get older, it's more like different stuff to keep me moving a little bit, which is very good. And over the past few years, we've been doing together. He's been teaching me. He's been doing a lot of yoga and breathing, which I never knew what it was. I always heard about these things. I didn't know about it. And it's good. It's really good. And he said something, we were talking about this. He's a person with the yeshiva. So we were talking about this, and he said, can you imagine what would it be like if before davening, before davening, everybody would take 15 minutes to work on some breathing exercises, to work on breathing. They, with the eyes closed, in that place of pashtas and menuchas hanefesh, and to work on breathing. And he got all excited. He said, "That's, we have to try to do that. We have to try to do that." And I said, "You know, it's, you get run out of town. You know, do such a thing. It's hard enough to try to get away with davening seriously, and to keep a good reputation. You know, to try to keep your reputation. That it's enough. People make fun of all the just." You know, trying to daven seriously, but if we do that, we'd be finished, you know. Which, of course, his response was, "Are you serious? That's what you're afraid of? And like, what about Avodah Hashem?" Of course, it's entirely true. And we know the Chassidim Rishonim, they were shy before davening. Of course, there's enough Avodah like that. The Kadmonim, the Isaac, and all of these things. Where did all of these things come from? It came from the Torah. All these things come from the Torah. To be able to be in such a state, because it brings a person to an ability to be in another world, in a better world than the running and the this and the that, and then putting a thousand tefillin and hopping around and this and catching up to that, and then the saying a couple of words, running out. You know, it's not a bad idea. How to do that, and when, and maybe once to try it and experiment, and to have him come in and to work with a chevra. It's not a bad idea. It's not a bad idea. I'm not saying you do it on a regular day of the week, but maybe to think about something like that as an option, to have a little bit work like that, to work on that a little bit, how to come to a different place, not just b'shas hanisayon, but to be able to be like a little bit the taste of what that world was, of the Chassidim Rishonim, of the earlier Chassidim, the ones before the Baal Shem, a long time ago. To be shy a little bit, to be in a quiet place, and to breathe. Because the truth of the matter is that when it's done properly, it takes you to a different place. And it's a good place. It's a different place, it's a good place. And everybody's able to do that for a few minutes. So what the tzaddik is saying over here is that even though it sounds like ridiculous! How could I have this terrible taiva, I have this tremendous taiva to do an aveira. And the eitz is be mizdabek to Hashem. So then the person thinks, if I was such a Jew, that I wouldn't have such taivas. That's ridiculous. Because every single one of us can stop and leave that world of the taiva. Every one of us can do that, just to leave that world. That's another way of Vayonas Vayetza Chutza. Not to physically run away, although sometimes you have to do that too sometimes, but to be in that same place, but to be able to run away. And he was telling me how, you know, they have places of work. I don't know, companies or firms where they have the option for chevra to have some of these like exercises, because there's a lot of stress at work, and they have people that come in and work with them, with things like this, with breathing, with yoga, and so on, and it's an entirely different day for those people. So why should that only be when it comes to making money and not making friends with Hashem Yisbarach? Why is that only? Okay, I'm just putting it out there. I'm not doing anything. Don't worry. Practically, I'm not. There's not going to be anything coming up on the email tomorrow. Sunday morning yoga, pre-davening yoga. But a person can dream and talk about some good things, and maybe at some point in the future, it's shy here and there to try to work on some things. Madu Allah. Why not? But a person can leave the mitzvahs that he's in. A person can leave the mitzvahs. You have to put your karchis into it. There's a way to do it. There are different methods when it comes to breathing that he's been teaching me. And it's remarkable. And at that moment, a person is able to forget everything else. It's put down in the Svarim that this is the Inyan of, it says by Avraham Avinu, Parshas Vayera, by Elone Mamre. And Mamre is the Oasis, Machshava Ro, Machshava Acheres. Why is that by Elone Mamre? I'm not going to go into right now. But the Eitza of Mamre, of Mem Reish Aleph, is Machshava Ro. If a person is, if a person has a bad thought or a destructive taiva, the strongest eitzah is machshava acheres, to move into a different machshava, not to try to get rid of the bad machshava, which the person is not successful. It's often just not successful. You lose your mind, and you can't get rid of the bad machshava. And sometimes when you try to get rid of the bad, it's like being in quicksand. You know, you get yourself in deeper. But when the whole avoid is getting rid of the bad machshava, but the Svarim tells us that there's the side of Mamre is machshava ra, machshava acheres. That means to enter into a different machshava, not to try to get rid of, to try to get out of that machshava. But a machshava acheres, to get into another machshava, but deep into another machshava acheres. Yikanes. Lidvekis kazu chazaka, actually ichpaslo mashahayu kaida, and a person can enter into that new machshava of dvekus, a new positive machshava, a healthy machshava of dvekus akidei kach, that he has such a tanuig from that new machshava, actually ichpaslo, he doesn't care about the thing that he was. The bad thing that he was being pulled by. It doesn't care about what was and what's going to be. This moment, he's in a machshava acheres. He's able to enter into a different machshava. The only thing that matters is that this moment he's. Mizdavik Hashem Zbar. V'imzacha afilu l'rega shal dveikas atzuma kazu. And if a person is zaycha, even for a moment like that, again, the tzaddikim live like that, but everyone can get that moment. Azayacha kach yucha lama b'nisayim. Then he's able to walk away from the Nisayin, to leave it. He's able to laugh at the Nisayin. V'afilu emyeved achakach midveikuso, and even though in a few minutes he descends from that place, he comes out of that place, of that dveikus. V'komokom bekach shu zoich al dveikus atzum b'zman mesuyim, zekra mashpi al shar hazman. But the fact that he was in that place, but he has ashpah that he's not going to now go back to it. He's finished. He moves on with the day. Well, kol hatadugam b'hatayvus sh'ayvim al nishmais Yisrael tzorach lavad b'ayfen hazeh sh'yachlit lihikanez l'dveikus chazaka. But all the tanugam, all the taivus that a person, that a Jew has, the avoida is to try to enter into a place of dveikus, of strong dveikus. Because a tanug, a moment of, we spoke about this a lot, there are many teachings of the Pisatzna, where he talks about this. It's It's a very, very big inyan in the Svarma Kedoshim. That when a person has a taiva, means that that world of Ratzon, of Tanug, is opened. And Ratzon and Tanug is the highest place in the person. Pleasure. And the need for pleasure, the desire for pleasure, Ratzon, pleasure, Tanug, it all comes from the mid of Keser. That's higher than Chachma, Bina, and Daras, and other spheres. Comes from the highest place. So, Tanug, pleasure, desire, comes from a very high place. Allah B'rit Sonyasburg, that Hashem created the world, we don't know what that means, but the beginning of all the creation is Allah B'rit Son, that Hashem had Kivyachal Aratz and Ataivim. It's the highest. It's higher than everything. So when a person has a taiva for something, whether it's good or it's bad, it means that it's a gilui of that midah of ratzon, of tanug. When it's something which is ra, so then that means that, as we were learning earlier, then all the demyonis are at work. Kilu, this indulgence in an aveira is going to satisfy that need, that desire for pleasure. That's the dimion of the HR. But the reality is that when a person has a taiva, it's his galus of the midah of keser. It's a tremendous opportunity. It's a gili of the highest part of who a person is. If you strip away the ugliness of that dimion, of the delusion that this aveira is going to give you that pleasure, and you focus just on that nitzaitz of elokus that we were talking about earlier in the Maimer, and you focus on that nitzaitz of ayin, of keser, it's the highest part of a person is desire and ratzon, not the lowest part. Mostly what we were taught growing up is that that's the lowest, most disgusting part of who you are is desire. And the word desire has a negative connotation for a from person. It's deleted from the vocabulary. It's not a nice word. It's a strong word that conjures up associations with bad stuff, the word desire. Truth of the matter is that desire itself is good. It comes from the highest part of who a person is. And in it itself is something which is the holiest part of who we are. Ratzon, cheshek, tanug. The tachlis of that is, of course, is l'sa'anag al Hashem. That's how the Sil Shoshan begins. It's the beginning. The same way that it was the beginning of creation, it's the beginning of a person, is ratzon and taiva. Parents are having such a hard time with kids, and they're losing their minds over the kids. Is because a kid is a cheftza of ratzon and tan. It hasn't been filtered. The way that over time, as we grow up, we use more chachma, bina, das, and so on. A child is unfiltered taiva. I want. And the desire to have the pleasure of that want being satisfied. And since the time of our children, most of those things that, or a lot of those things that we wanted as children, we were told by the adults, it's not good, it's not good, it's not good, it's not good, it's not good. Until over time, wanting became something which is not good. And then, as a result of that, the associations of desire, of taiva, which Chazal used the word nisav hakadosh baruch hu, lios leisbar dir b'sachtan nisav hakadosh baruch hu, that the world was created because of Hashem's taiva, Hashem's desire. Whatever that means, nisava taiva. But we associate taivas with something, with things that are there. And the midah of that midah of taiva, of kesa, of rotzen, of talmud, which is so powerful, which is the essence of a person. It's the most powerful koch that a person has is rotzen and talmud, cheshek. But a person has cheshek. You have a guy that he can't get up in the can't get himself up in the morning, but he can't study for a test. But if his girlfriend lives, in Albany, she says, "I'd really like to see you now." He's on the highway. It's there, 1 o'clock in the morning. He's on the highway. He's on his way. Cheshek, taiva, tanud. To want and to desire. Therefore, the avodah of dveikus is not to run away from being a person who feels taiva, who feels rotzen, who's a bal cheshek, called cheshek shlom. Reb Tzadik writes in Sikhs Tzadik that the kadmainim are the biggest bali taiva. That's how he says it. In Sikhs Tzadik. He says David HaMelech was the biggest bal taiva. Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak, the biggest bali taiva. We would have thought that these tzaddikim, that they didn't have taivas, that they were studious nerds, that they were like the good boys in yeshiva. Tzaddik, he brings kedarka, kalatarkula. That called cheshek shloim, the kadmainim, they were big bali taiva. But even when you hear those the word bali taiva, it sounds like it's not nice. That's not true. They were people of tremendous longing. That's how they changed the world. They're people of tremendous cheshek, tremendous rotzen. All the ritzainas there. Great people, great ritzainas. But they knew how to use them. The Cheshek, David Melech, wasn't a Bal Taiva. Big Bali Taiva. Vata da, as a Shelef Anacha, ki bezuha Eitza, Epshel Yenotzel Mahar Bei Mekshe Mavis. This is the biggest Eitza. A lot of people think that it's not for me. It's not true. Each one of us, every one of us can go for that moment into that place. And to go to a different world, to be in a different world.
Libi Chol Bakir is only for the nefesh of harvesting. But the cheshek is not gone.
That's a big mistake that people make, right? And that's what we learned a lot when we learned Arsa Tshuva years ago. And Cook writes a lot about that in Arsa Tshuva. Because when one learns only the classic tshuvas from the feeling that one gets, the sense that one gets is that. And they'll always quote the Rambam in Hilchos Teshuva, ani ish acher, I'm a different person. So the sense that one might pick up, although it's not the pinimius of what the Svarim is saying, the sense that one might get is that tshuva means that I have no feelings anymore. I have been cleansed of taiva. I've been sterilized, like an animal that is taken and sterilized. Because we don't want the animal to have more animals. So they sterilize the animal. So the animal is no longer bal taiva. It's no longer bal cheshe. A lot of mechachim try to do that for the kids. That's a very common practice in our world. Sterilization. It's not that. It means that it's cleaned of all the psilas. And now that the heart is free of all the psilas, it can soar with the taiva of Dveikus of Hashem. It doesn't mean not to want, not to have a cheshek. That's why naturally in a classroom, the and in the house, the parents feel that this is a mechai when they have a kid. It's not a baltaiva. It's like the, those are the best kids, the best students. That's a huge mistake. They're all good kids. They're all great. But to think that the kid that's the Baal Taiva, that's the Baal Cheshek, as a Shlechter, it's a huge mistake. And the kids that are the best kids are the ones that follow all the rules and do everything that's right. And the ones that are the Vilde, we have special schools. Please come this way. And they're greeted by somebody in a white coat with a, what's it called?
A syringe,
yeah, and a white coat, please. So I'm only 9 years old. Just please come this way. And then there are nurses and people. Have a seat. And give the kid a shot. Now he's going to be a good boy. Reb Chaim Brisker was wild beyond belief. And he wasn't embarrassed to admit it. He was an impossible child. If he would be nowadays, he would probably be taken to one of those special places with the white jackets. The Rogachev was a normal person. Yeah. Well, the greatest people who ever lived were... The greatest people were wild. Well, but they're hard to manage, and everything now is about management. So they're hard to manage. Those chevra are very hard to manage. Therefore, for the teacher, especially nowadays, you have 25, 30 kids in the class, so you get this guy bouncing all over the place. So you give him a shot and get rid of him. And the good kids are the ones that follow whatever they're told to do. It's a huge, huge, huge mistake, and there's a tremendous price that's paid. We're paying for that mistake. And the kids and Jews who are from the most talented people are from a very early age made to feel that they're from the lowest people in the world. Yeah, because they're up to a lot of mischief. It's true. And they don't keep to the schedule. They're not sticking to the schedule. We spoke a lot about the Neshamas of Tohu in the Chaburus Yosef Tzadik a few years ago. These are powerful, powerful Neshamas of Tohu. They have unbelievable, unbelievable, unlimited kaiches, especially before Mashiach comes. And they live in a different world than the rest of us. And those who live in the Olam HaTikun, they look at these neshamas from Tayu, what's going to be with you? My wife had this conversation with somebody who called up about one of the girls from the shul, for shidduch. Somebody from the, some mother who thinks she's from the world of Tikun, I guess. And she called up to talk to my wife yesterday. And she had a question about the seminary that was chosen by this girl, that it's not considered to be like from the most regular seminaries, whatever that is. And my wife is trying to explain to her, and I was in the room, I was trying to explain to this person. This person didn't understand why did she not go to the place, like the place where everybody else, all the very firm girls go to. So my wife was trying to explain that she came to the conclusion, after speaking to a lot of people, that she would grow. She would have an opportunity to grow more in this place. The lady did not understand what that meant. No, she didn't understand what it meant. She said, but that's not what we do. The good girls don't go to that place. My wife said, she's a great, fabulous girl that wanted to go to a place where she would grow most. And she was right. She had a fantastic experience. And the lady didn't understand. And my wife is just trying. I heard my wife going on and on, trying to explain to her. And the parents are Balei Tshuva. And the whole thing was like a mystery, because the Yiddishkeit that she was talking about, that this lady was talking about, was completely chitzonius. It was just about appearances for her son. Just about appearances. And this girl is all about pnimius and avoda in a very healthy and normal way. She's a very firm girl, very tzanur. And my wife's trying to explain to this lady that, and of course I said to my wife, please call up the family and tell them to stay away from this. I mean, our family is just, if they're going after, stay away from this. This lady, this mother-in-law, oh, spells trouble already. I see it's coming. It's going to be a shrig over here. Prim and proper. And there's nothing that's inappropriate about this girl, except that she cares. And she's sincere. And she wants to grow. These are all red flags in our world. You understand? If somebody is sincere and wants to grow, that's a red flag. That could mean trouble. Could mean trouble. Who knows? Who knows? First of all, this could potentially make very great demands on her son, because she might be disappointed if he doesn't go to shul or go to learn. So she doesn't want her son to have to be challenged by such insanity of a wife who expects him to be also someone who's growing. These stories go on and on and on. But it's an opportunity. These neshamas davke have tremendous koiches of changing and of growing and of bringing other people to a different place and so on. But those who are not like that become very intimidated by those people. They become frightened and intimidated by those people. Mamsh, frightened. And they don't know what to do with them. And it's not a 9-year-old that you could send off to some other place. It's an adult, and they don't know what to do. But davke taiva and cheshek and rotzen is the highest part of who we are. It has to be controlled and channeled and used properly. I was talking about that yesterday in the Hizbordidus Chabura. We were talking about the mid of kaas, of anger. Where does anger come from? We were talking about that yesterday. Anger, which is the most horrible. Me, the anger, the shirish, the root, the shirish of anger is ichpatiyut. I care about something, and it makes me crazy. It's a very deep thing. The kaas comes from a very deep place, but then it gets ugly. But the shirish of kaas is ichpatli. This is important to me. It's so important to me that I'm going out of my kelim. So even the root of that is something which is very holy. The root of anger is very, very holy. It's a very difficult klipa to fix. It's very hard. But the root of it is, because the root of everything is elokus. So the root of this person's temper is that echpatlo. I was talking about this a little bit yesterday. The klip of Amalek is lo achpatli shum davar. Amalek is hashakarcha, as kriyus is called. Okay. The angry person is somebody who cares. He cares so much that he's making everybody's life miserable, including his own. But it's not that he's an empty person. The hashakarcha person, the cold person, the ice. They might sometimes follow the rules better. It's a kriyus, it's a klipa, a very, very thick klipa. Their wives know that. their children know that. On the outside, they could pretend pleasant people, but the Ashakarcha is a bitter, bitter klipa. Taiva and Cheshek and Rotzen is something which is very, these are very great. And all what we're learning now is that a person should identify to understand what it really is. And that's already part of the tikkun. A big part of the tikkun is knowing what it is. It's not something which is disgusting and terrible and ugly. It's something which is holy. It needs to be refined. Okay, Mr. Shumel, continue.